Charlotte has a weak mayor form of government, meaning the day-to-day operations of its $1.7 billion budget and 6,800 employees are the city manager's responsibility. Last night, the city council and mayor decided to put an outsider in that job for the first time in more than 30 years. Mayor Anthony Fox said Ron Carley's experience running Arlington County for 9 years was a selling point. But so was his more recent time at the International City-County Management Association.
He's been able to go all around the world and look at some of the greatest cities across the world and how some of the greatest cities across the world are run. And that perspective from the standpoint of a global Charlotte, we think, will be helpful to us.
The council and mayor voted 11-1, Councilman Patrick Cannon being the one, to hire Carley as city manager, passing over Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball and Assistant City Manager Ruffin Hall. The job comes with a big pay raise for Carley. At the International City-County Management Association, he made $171,000 in 2011. As Charlotte City Manager, Carley will earn $290,000 in total compensation. The previous city manager, Kurt Walton, made $260,000 and prided himself on the team he'd assembled. Carley paid tribute to that team in his remarks.
There's a real depth and a high degree of professionalism in this organization that I think is second to none. So I don't see myself coming in to take over this organization. I see myself coming in as a member of the organization to help facilitate the leadership and skill and talent that is already here and to be a part of that team.
That team, for the moment, includes a large staff at the Charlotte Airport, which is a department of the city. Carley says he does not support the current effort by some state lawmakers to place the airport under control of an independent authority.
Keeping it as a city agency is the right position, I believe, so that you have that ultimate accountability.
Mayor Fox stood off to the side, nodding in agreement with that comment, as he did when Carley spoke about the value of building streetcars. The mayor is struggling to round up support for his own vision of a 10-mile streetcar running west to east through the center city. Here's Carley's take.
Too often streetcars are seen as just an expenditure. Streetcars really should be an investment, and we should be looking for a return on that investment in the way that it can not only stabilize but be a catalyst for development and economic opportunity in the communities that it serves.
The streetcar is just one component of a nearly $1 billion capital investment plan Carley's predecessor, Kurt Walton, was pushing until his recent retirement. That plan called for raising the city's property tax rate by 3.6 cents. The city council has been sharply divided on the proposal for a year. Carley declined to comment on the size and scope of the plan, saying he'd need to study it further.
But I expect that that will be one of my top priorities unless the interim manager and the mayor and council resolve it before I get here, and I will not have my feelings hurt if they do.
The city staff and council members laughing there have until April 1st to get it worked out before Carley starts his new job. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.